Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. Thank goodness it's Friday. It is Friday, the 3rd of February, 2023. We welcome you into another big show, the end of the work week, at least for some people. Some folks have to work over the weekend as well. So whatever your plans are for the weekend or for today, we welcome you in. It is a cold one out there. In many places across the state of Wisconsin, many school districts are either delayed or in some cases canceled. So check your local listings, as they say, in your area, but not necessarily an on-time morning across the entire listing area this morning, largely because of the wind chill factors. We'll get into that in a minute. As always, joining us, our producer-engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Mr. Zommers, how are you this morning?
Doing pretty well. I made some oatmeal for breakfast, and I brought it with me. And, you know, I've done that in the past during the winter, and it usually gets to that Goldilocks temperature by the time I'm here, but nope, it's too cold for that. It was cold.
you had an oatmeal popsicle by the time you got here this morning.
At least it wasn't a popsicle, at least it was, it still gave it the viscosity needed for it to basically be solid, so I can just eat it and not worry about spilling it.
Whoa, viscosity. That is a big word to haul out at 8:07 on a Friday morning. I'm not sure whether we're prepared for that.
Well, I am, because I've been doing a show for 2 hours.
Yeah, see, Aaron's like, don't talk to me about that. I bet you're already for 2.5 hours already. Well, we're going to have a great day. Aaron will be back. He'll be here all morning. But on our third hour, in the 10 o'clock hour, of course, we have our board game of the week. So looking forward and nervous anticipation to that. Big, big show for you today. Coming up at 8:30 this morning, we have our bi-weekly visit with Mr. Brady Ewing from Richland Center, a former Badger fullback for the Wisconsin Badger football team, three-time Big Ten champion and NFL quarterback. He was a quarterback. Wouldn't it be fantastic if he would have been a quarterback? It was great. He played a great game anyway, but, NFL fullback. Brady Ewing will be with us here at 8:30. All kinds of things to talk about. Football, Badger basketball. The Badgers got a nice win last night. We'll touch on that. As well as, the other Brady, Tom Brady. he has this retirement thing. So we'll talk to Brady Ewing about that at 8:30. At 9:30 in our second hour this morning, by the way, we are touching all three markets that we are in this morning, Richland Center, Amory, and Wausau. So at 9:30 this morning, we have April Zeber, the editor of the Amory Free Press, will be joining us live from Amory, Wisconsin. She has written a couple of great articles over the past week. She's doing a series right now on property taxes in the Amory area, and it's applicable to people all over the state because as we get more people moving into our communities, that's success. But also that means that our home values are going up, and that means property taxes are going up. And how does that affect people on fixed incomes? April has written some good articles on that. And also, April had a little driving incident that she wrote about over the last week or so. And it's a great story and a great way to end the week here. So April will share that with us. April Zeber, the editor of the Amory Free Press, at 9:30. And then at 10:15, we go over to Wausau and we check in with our very own Chad Holmes, host of the Chad Holmes Show right here on Civic Media. You can join him every afternoon on WXCO, Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, from 2 until 4. And Chad was out late last night, just like Phil Nee and WRCO and WRCE. They both do all these high school sports. I believe Chad Holmes had a hockey game last night, and he confirmed that he would be on last night during the hockey game, so appreciate that. So Chad Holmes will join us and fill us in on what's happening in central Wisconsin, in Wausau, Bull Falls Radio Land. That's at 10:15. And of course, as I said, board game of the week after that, and it's Mimosa Friday, our chance to look back and reflect, tell folks what we're thankful for. You can call in and tell us what you're thankful for as well. And, enjoy a beverage of your choice. So, a big day.
Yeah, what a schedule we've got.
What a schedule.
Bringing in something unique to each community and bringing them all together so we can spend the hour, just make the state feel a little bit closer.
Feel a little warmer. And don't we need to feel a little warmer on this Friday?
Right now, yeah.
Weather headlines. By the way, right now in Madison, it is a balmy 8 degrees below zero. As we compare that with some of the other temperatures around the state, that is warm. Weather forecast for you across our listening area in western and central and northern Wisconsin today. If you're at WRCE land, southwest Wisconsin and Richland Center, expect today a high of actually 8, but with the wind chills, it'll feel like 16 below zero for a high today. However, the skies will be sunny, so you get to see the sun a little bit today. Then for tonight, gradual clearing, a low of 4 degrees. Temperatures will rise a little bit overnight, but still the wind chills will make it feel like minus 11. And then for tomorrow, Saturday, increasing clouds, a high of actually 33. Yes, it'll get maybe just a little bit above freezing tomorrow in Richland Center, but it will feel like minus 5 with the wind chill factor. Up in Bull Falls Radio, WXCO land in Wausau. For today, wind chill advisory in effect as well. A high of 3, it'll feel like minus 30. That's minus 30 with the wind chill in Wausau today. Gradual clearing overnight, a low of 0. Temperatures will slowly rise throughout the night. It'll feel like 15 below. And then for tomorrow, increasing clouds in Wausau, a high of actually 25 with the winds. It'll feel closer to 0. Over in beautiful Amory, Lake Air Radio, WLAK. It'll be cold today. Wind chill advisory in effect, an actual temperature of 2 degrees above with winds. It'll feel like 19 below. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low of minus 1. It'll feel like minus 17. And then for tomorrow, Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 27 above. It'll feel like 5 above with wind chills in Amory. That's your weather forecast. Come back to tell you what you need to know on this Friday, the 3rd of February. And then Brady Ewing coming up at 8:30. Stay with us here on the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. The Todd Allbull Show on a Friday, the 3rd of February, 2023, 8:15 now the time. Some of the schools are not on time this morning, so check your local listings to see if your school district, you have kids, if they're on time or canceled. Some buses, just too darn cold to get them started this morning, so be careful if you're driving. Going to be below zero with wind chills for most of the day. It will warm up slightly tomorrow across the state of Wisconsin. May actually get to close to freezing in some areas, but the winds will make it feel like zero or below. Otherwise, winter road conditions, good for the most part across the state of Wisconsin. Taking a look at what you need to know, headlines for this 3rd of February, 2023. Breaking news at this hour, just came across the news wires from CBS News here this morning. If we can pull it up, there we go. Employers added a stunning 517,000 jobs in January, indicating the job market remains red hot despite rising layoffs in the technology industry and the Federal Reserve's concerted push to slow economic growth. The figure, released about an hour ago by the Department of Labor, far outpaced economists' expectations of about 185,000 jobs to be added in January. The nation's unemployment rate ticked down to 3.4%, its lowest level since 1969. Let me say that again. The nation's unemployment rate ticked down to 3.4%, the lowest since 1969. The leisure and hospitality sector led January's payroll gains, adding 128,000 jobs, followed by professional and business services with 82,000 and healthcare with 79,000. Employment in the information sector, which contains many technology companies, fell by 5,000, equal to its decline in December. Many large tech companies have been cutting headcount, with high-profile layoffs at Amazon, Alphabet, Meta, and Microsoft. Quote, "We're still a very strong, tight labor market. The demands for workers remains high," said John Leaf, chief economist at Morning Consultant, telling CBS Money Watch before the jobs numbers were released. While the tech sector does play an outsized role in driving productivity and corporate earnings, it remains a fairly small share of total employment, he said. For all those folks that are being fired, many of them are being rehired, reabsorbed elsewhere. The government also revised estimates for 2022 to show that 568,000 more payroll jobs were created than initially estimated. Again, the headline, 517,000 jobs created in January of this year. Elsewhere, Arctic blast Parts of the Northeast U.S. are bracing today for possibly the coldest wind chill in decades. Dangerously frigid temperatures with wind chills as cold as 50 degrees Fahrenheit below zero are set to wallop New England and surrounding regions beginning this morning. All of Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut are under wind chill alerts. Northern New Jersey, Northeast Pennsylvania, and much of New York State outside of the city and Long Island are also under wind chill threats. Officials are warning people to stay indoors as much as extreme conditions can cause frostbite in as little as 10 minutes. Of course, we know that quite acutely here in the Midwest and Wisconsin. Again, many wind chills going to stay below zero here in Wisconsin today, perhaps as much as 30 below zero, particularly up in Wausau and Amory, and the 20 below zero range in southwest Wisconsin today. Spy balloon. U.S. officials are tracking a suspected Chinese high-altitude surveillance balloon floating above the northern U.S. It is currently traveling at an altitude well above commercial aircraft and does not present a military or physical threat to people on the ground. That according to Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Patrick Ryder. Senior military officials advised President Joe Biden not to shoot down the balloon, which is the size of three buses, due to fear that the falling debris could pose a safety threat to civilians. Officials say they are confident the balloon belongs to the People's Republic of China, and although its current flight path carries it over a number of sensitive sites, officials say it does not present a significant intelligence gathering risk. Ukraine now. The U.S. is expected to announce a new Ukraine security package worth approximately $2.2 billion that includes longer-range missiles for the first time. The type of missiles included in the package will effectively double the range of Ukrainian weaponry, according to officials, reaching a range of approximately 90 miles. This will be the first security package since the U.S. committed to providing Ukraine with advanced M1 Abrams tanks in January, a decision made in coordination with European countries providing German-made Leopold 2 tanks. The weapons will not arrive in Ukraine immediately, since they will not come directly out of U.S. inventories. Instead, the U.S. will contract with weapons manufacturers, a process that could take weeks or months while the war drags on. The announcement of the new package, however, could come as soon as today. Tobacco ban. Most U.S. adults support banning sales of all tobacco products, according to a new CDC survey. Although cigarette smoking has declined in recent decades, it remains the leading cause of preventable disease, disability, and death in the U.S., where nearly 31 million adults currently still smoke. Meanwhile, the FDA is still considering its proposed ban on menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. Experts say menthol, the last flavor allowed in cigarettes, makes smoking easier to start and harder to quit. The additive can mask the harshness and irritation of tobacco, making cigarettes more appealing to young people and those who have never used tobacco products. It also enhances the effect of nicotine on the brain, making tobacco products even more addictive. One study published in 2021 estimated that menthol cigarettes banned in the U.S. could prevent up to 650,000 premature deaths over the next 40 years. Eye drops. The manufacturer that distributed eye drops under the brand EZRICARE, that's E-Z-R-I Care, has issued a recall due to possible contamination, according to the FDA. This comes after the CDC said earlier this week it is investigating 55 reports of infections in 12 states that may be linked to the products. Some of the cases resulted in permanent vision loss or hospitalization, and one person died. The drops were sold online across the U.S. in multi-dose bottles. Consumers should stop using them and report any adverse reactions to the FDA. New Jersey-based EZRICARE said in a statement that after learning about the investigation on January 20th, it, quote, immediately took action to stop any further distribution of the eye drops and has been, quote, contacting consumers and customers to advise them against continued use of the product. The product, again, is spelled EZRICARE. EZRICARE. or Isry. Maybe it's a weird or a weird spelling for Isry. So Isry, Isry, you say Isry, I say Isry. The spelling, that's the important, that's the important thing. Capital E Z R I, capital C A R E. Isry or Isry Care. If you got those eye drops, throw them out. $50,000. That is how much an unopened first-generation iPhone from 2007 is expected to fetch at auction. Originally priced at $599, another unopened first-generation iPhone was recently auctioned in October for more than $39,000. So if you got yourself an original iPhone, if you're a collector, thought, I'm just going to buy one of these. I'm just going to sit and let it sit there and earn me some money. Well, now's your time. $50,000 for an unopened iPhone from 2007. Can you believe it's like 2007 was the first iPhone? I mean, in my mind, that doesn't seem very long. I remember 2007 very well. I was working down, we had just lost the majority of the state Senate, and I was working for my good friend Sam Gold and his law firm down in beautiful Marco Island, Florida. It was a great winter. If you get a chance to spend winter on Marco Island, I'd highly recommend it. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. But yeah, 2007, that's when the first iPhone came out. It just seems like they've been around forever, right? Not that long ago. Big news here at Civic Media. Charlie Behrens, Wisconsin comedian and creator of the Manitowoc Minute, is bringing his show, the Cripescast podcast, to the Civic Media Radio Network beginning tomorrow, February 4th. The Cripescast will air as a weekly radio program weekends at 12 noon, high noon. Our CEO, Sage Weil, here at Civic Media, had this to say. Charlie is a dynamic talent who connects to listeners and knows how to make them think and laugh, and we couldn't be more thrilled to have him on the air. Also, for some reason, Aaron Rodgers would not return our calls. Charlie Behrens, in addition to his stand-up comedy, he is a New York Times best-selling author. The book is called The Midwest Survival Guide. I don't have a copy. I have looked through it. I've seen it. It's a cool book. Emmy-winning journalist. He is also, by the way, Charlie Behrens, an Emmy-winning journalist, musician. He's been featured on Comedy Central, Fox, CBS, Funny or Die, TBS, Variety, MTV News, and more. In addition to his weekly podcast, Behrens regularly hosts content across all his social media platforms. Charlie Behrens has 7.5 million followers. That's considerably more than I have. I just crossed over the 500 mark. I'm like, well, that's kind of cool.
I thought you were going to say dollars at first. And I was like, first of all, how do we know that? Second of all, whoa.
No, he has Charlie Behrens, 7.5 million followers all across, not just the Midwest, you understand, all across the U.S. Our CEO, Sage Weil, said this, as Civic Media expands across the state, we're always looking for creative ways to introduce ourselves. We could either go to a lot of potlucks and Friday fish fries, or we could ask Charlie to help us meet folks where we're at. Charlie Behrens is as Wisconsin as it gets. When Behrens himself was asked about his feelings about joining Civic Media, he said, quote, bringing the Cripescast to radio is just the butter on my cheese. Our goal is to make each interview as exciting as a Midwest goodbye in just a fraction of the time. I'm looking forward to this. I can't wait. And if you want to get a little preview of Charlie Behrens, you don't have to wait till tomorrow. In fact, you can tune in to our flagship show, The Devil's Advocates, this afternoon with Crudy and Dom, as Charlie Behrens is going to be a guest on that show this afternoon. So again, between 4 and 6 this afternoon on The Devil's Advocates radio show right here on Civic Media, you can listen to Crudy and Dom talk a little bit to Charlie Behrens and talk about the show, talk about his past. Should be a great interview this afternoon on The Devil's Advocate on the Civic Media radio network. Can't always promise there'll be a civil conversation on The Devil's Advocate.
I think with Charlie Behrens it will be, though.
Probably. It'll be very Wisconsin-esque, right? That's what we'll be looking forward to. We're going to be looking forward to, in just a couple of minutes, talking to Brady Ewing. He is a three-time Big Ten champion and, of course, was a fullback for the Wisconsin Badger football team and spent 3 years in the NFL. He's going to be joining us, talk a little football, talk a little basketball, maybe talk a little ice fishing. I have no idea whether Brady actually goes ice fishing or not. He does a lot of outdoor activities. He's a man for all seasons. That's what he is. We'll talk to Brady Ewing when we come back. Later on in the program, we've got April Zimmer, from the editor of the Amory Free Press, and Chad Holmes, the Chad Holmes Show, and of course the board game of the week with Mr. Zommers on a Mimosa Friday. Don't go anywhere. Brady Ewing's next right here on the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. The Town Hall Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. The song is Springsteen. The guest, as always, on
No, but it is Eric Church. That's Hell of a View by Eric Church.
Oh, I thought we were playing Springsteen.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
All right, that's fine. Well, it is Eric Church. But one thing I do know, in fact,
Eric Church fan, either way.
Wouldn't it be fantastic if it wasn't Brady Ewing on the other line? What if it was somebody else? What if Aaron just dialed somebody else up and it wasn't him at all?
That would be funny.
But it is, right? It is Brady Ewing. We appreciate you being with us, Brady. How are you today?
It is. Yeah, great to be with you guys. I'm doing well. And Aaron, I did answer my phone call saying, hello, this is Brady. So he yes. probably knew we were good to go today.
Well, that's good. That's good. Is it cold up at the RC this morning? It's 8 below here. A little chilly.
It is. Yeah, it was chilly. I got out and got a workout in this morning. And
look at that.
Yeah, it took a little while for the truck to warm up and get going for the day. Nostrils felt like they were freezing. The nose hairs are sticking together, you know, classic winter morning in Wisconsin.
Right, yeah. I remember when I used to deer hunt, and there were some cold mornings to be up there before sunrise, and yeah, your nose would be frozen before you saw a deer. So not always the most fun. Thanks for joining us. We always appreciate coming in on a Friday. And Brady, of course, a former fullback for the Wisconsin Badger football team, a three-time Big Ten champ, captain senior year of the team, and NFL fullback as well for 3 years, as they say, in the league. And lots going on in the league over the last couple of weeks, Brady, since we last talked. Of course, the big news this week, Tom Brady making his second retirement announcement. You think this one's going to stick? Do you think this is really it, or he's just waiting for somebody to call with more money?
Who knows? You know, we've seen a lot of quarterbacks like that, you know, waver back and forth from Brett Favre to Tom Brady to, you know, Aaron Rodgers a little bit, you know, just different conversations going back and forth. I do think this one will stick. He put out that video by the beachside, and it seemed pretty genuine, but a guy that's been playing for that long and had the experiences he has, you never know. Somebody comes, look at Rob Gronkowski too.
Right.
You know, somebody comes calling, it's the right situation. You know, it's tough for guys to walk away from the game. And, you know, he's dealt with some challenges because of that, you know, supposedly, you know, family challenges and different things. So hopefully, you know, he's doing what's best for him. And, I do think this one will stick personally, but we'll see. Time will tell.
There's also 273 million reasons why it should stick, because reportedly he has that big of a deal with Fox Sports to be the lead analyst on Fox Football for next season as soon as he retires. So, you know, not too hard to walk away, or maybe less hard to walk away when you have 273 million on the table waiting for you.
Exactly. And not have as many early mornings and the grind of an NFL season. So which is crazy to me, too, the announcer gig. I've never seen him or heard him announce. And I don't, you know, maybe there's been some background there, but you'd think they would give it a trial run before proposing that much money.
Right. I mean, the name and the looks can only go so far on a television broadcast. At some point, you have to actually talk about the game. So I don't know. We'll see.
I enjoy, you know, Tony Romo's gotten some flack lately. I do enjoy his, you know, banter and the way he can break down the game real time, you know, just with his quarterback experience. So, I've always enjoyed that, and he keeps it interesting. So it's if Tom Brady can, you know, follow that vein and give the viewer a look behind, you know, what type of shifts and motions are going on, what the defense might be doing. I always find that interesting. It's no doubt you're going to have your haters on either side of the spectrum, but
yeah. And Tony Romo, a Wisconsin guy. In fact, my friend Troy Everson from Burlington, that's where Tony Romo grew up. Troy actually had him in class. And this is back when Tony Romo played for the Cowboys. And so I asked my friend Troy, mm-hmm. I said, you know, what's this guy really like? And, of course, I was hoping, of course, he'd say he's just a real jerk and an idiot and a prima donna pretty boy. And as it turns out, uh-huh. No, exactly the opposite. He said that Tony Romo is one of the nicest, most genuine, best students he ever had and just a really great wow. person and really helps out the community. He does a lot of things he never tells anybody about. So, I mean, that just makes you – I mean, how could you be a Tony Romo hater? Even when he was with the Cowboys, with a resume like that, and so yeah, I'm cheering for him. I hope he continues to do well.
No doubt, and it's cool to hear that. And also with Tom Brady, you know, I was reading on social media some different people putting out, you know, their experiences and stories with them, and you know, a lot of what these guys do is publicized, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent. But you know, this one was specifically on a, you know, dog shelter or an animal shelter where he was going in throughout this past season, volunteering with his daughter, I think on a biweekly basis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, something that doesn't get a lot of publicity, but they were there helping, you know, doing some community service, spending time together. And, there's always more to the story than what we see, whether it's Tony Romo mm-hmm. at his high school days and, you know, or Tom Brady, JJ Watt, whoever it might be.
And speaking of that, as long as you brought him up, you played with J.J. Watt at Madison at Wisconsin. And, of course, he went on to be a three-time Defensive Player of the Year. I think one of the greatest football players in the NFL, certainly in terms of the defensive side. He announced his retirement this year. He played his last game with the Cardinals. Reflect back a little bit, if you could, for our listeners. Give us a little insight. What was J.J. Watt like to play with?
It was crazy. I think it was my sophomore year. He transferred in from Central Michigan.
Yeah.
And, you know, just a guy that came in right away, had moved positions a little bit, but the guy was just constantly working. And you think about a guy that you're in football, you're always talking about controlling the controllables, you know, the little things that really take no effort and no athleticism, you know, whether it's getting sleep, drinking water, you know, eating the right foods, you know, doing the little things. You know, if the weight card says 3 sets of 10, you're doing all 10 reps every set. You're not cutting any corners. And JJ was a guy that took that to the nth degree in his preparation, the way he took care of his body. You know, at times he can become a little cliche with, you know, the dream big, work hard, things like that. But Talk about a guy that's lived that, you know, every day of his life up through his extenuating, you know, NFL career. So, as a teammate, awesome teammate, passionate guy. So it's been really awesome to see his success here at a distance. And, you know, when I have bumped into him, it doesn't seem like that has changed him at all. He's still down to earth, hardworking, and giving back in so many ways. So it's been really cool to see.
And he probably might be remembered almost as well for his philanthropy, particularly during the hurricanes down in Houston. I think he set out to raise $200,000. Mm-hmm. He gave $100,000 himself, and they raised like $37-38 million. And really made just a phenomenal impact on community. He's paid, I know, for funerals before for the here in Wisconsin for the victims of the Waukesha Parade here last year. He paid for those funerals. He paid, I think, for some school shooting kids' funerals as well. Just things that have nothing to do with football but with community. And just been a great public person as well.
He has, and he's, you know, whether he's giving his time or using his platform to help inspire other people, it's just been cool to watch everything he's done through the hurricane. I mean, to rally people the way he did in a challenging moment to come together and support others in need, I think that's a life lesson that we can all take into our day-to-day lives, no matter what community we're in, where we live. So it's pretty cool to see.
It really is. Also cool to see, I watched the NFC and AFC championships last weekend. What a job by Patrick Mahomes. I mean, the quarterback for the Chiefs came into the game hurt, mm-hmm. and you know, a lot of people thought might not live up to expectations. He ran his heart out, And on the next last play of the game to get them in position, they kick the field goal. They beat Burroughs and the Bengals there at the last second. But what does that take? As someone who played 4 years in college and 3 years in the league, when you have an injury like that, I know you didn't battle a whole lot of injuries in college, but you had your share in the NFL. When you're working, I mean, what all goes into that? It's not just the player, right? You have a team that's working with you.
Oh, man. I mean, whether it's that week or just the NFL season in general, it takes an army around you to help you stay healthy, from your athletic trainers, I think first and foremost with the team, to your massage therapist, either with the team or outside there, your chiropractor, you know, your personal trainer, your weight trainers at the facility that are with the team. So it really takes an army to, you know, quote unquote army, to help prepare you to, you know, get out there on Sundays. And then you throw in an acute injury like a ankle sprain. You know, I bet he was in there doing, I bet he was in this facility probably 10, 12 to 14 hours a day.
Wow.
I can imagine with the normal practice plan and with his rehab and icing and just pain management, trying to get things back into order where he could go out and play. You know, he was giving shout outs to their head athletic trainer and the way that she helped, you know, prepare and get him ready to play. So no doubt he was in some pain out there limping around, but especially for a quarterback and the style of game that he plays where he's more mobile, it was impressive to watch. And, you know, clearly he was in some pain, but was able to set that aside, you know, either, you know, I don't know what type of pain management he was taking with, you know, Toradol shots historically have been, you know, big in the NFL and under some scrutiny. But no doubt he probably had some help there, but he was out there competing for his team. And then he got an extra week off here leading into the Super Bowl for the preparation time. So he's fun to watch, though. What a charismatic guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, does a lot of good stuff himself when you look at like a guy like JJ, too.
So give us a little insight here, Brady, because, you know, whether it's college or whether it's the NFL, you know, as a fan, you're always, you know, right or wrong, you're going, come on, just suck it up. You know, the adrenaline should pull you through. I mean, how much of that is just BS? Because you guys are all human, right? And it's like, how much can adrenaline really help an athlete, you know, get through an injury and make that basket in a basketball game or make that run in a football game? And how much of it is just like, look, I'm in freaking pain here.
I think a lot, even, you know, your mention of, you know, in college, I wasn't that injured that much.
Yeah.
You look at a lot of these guys that may not be on the injury report, they're dealing with a myriad of things, I guess is where my mind goes.
Sure.
You know, whether it's a tweaked ankle, a tweaked hamstring, you know, a tweaked shoulder, whatever that may be, you know, every guy, you know, broken finger, you know, we hear of, you know, now, from me being disconnected from the game, you only hear probably 25% of what's actually going on with these guys. So,
wow.
You throw something like an ankle, you know, that's, you know, more acute injury, you know, like Patrick Mahomes was dealing with.
Sure.
You know, he's probably got his arm, you know, his shoulder issues, you know, on his throwing shoulder after a long season. He's probably dealing with a few other things on top of that. So, it's in my mind, it's kind of a compiling thing where it is difficult. You might be amped up going into the kickoff, but as soon as you get hit and as soon as you're out in that cold weather,
right,
you know, your mindset, you get those, you know, that little voice in the back of your head starts talking. So,
right.
No doubt there's challenges with that, but those guys are professionals. That's their career. And you do your best to train to be able to set those emotion, that, you know, pain sensory aside to go out and execute and help your team win.
I think that as fans, we forget that the men and women that we watch on the courts and on the fields and in athletics, they all are human. It doesn't matter whether you're at high school or collegiate or even a professional level.
Yeah.
You know, these are human beings we're talking about here. And they can they can do a lot of things that a quote-unquote normal person like me can't as far as athletically. But at the end of the day, we're still just talking human beings.
For sure. And And people always ask me, too, what was it like going into an NFL locker room? And I think, you know, as a college guy from Richland Center, Wisconsin, you know, had a chance to go to Wisconsin and play football, which was a dream of mine. And then taking that and be able to have an opportunity at the NFL level, that was the biggest eye-opening thing for me, is going into Atlanta in the locker room there, you know, seeing Julio Jones, Tony Gonzalez, Matt Ryan, and you know, just hearing them talk about normal, everyday human challenges, whether it be a kid not sleeping at night, or getting a new puppy and the dog being up all night peeing on the floor. You know, and just pulling back that veil, even for me as a guy that had, you know, been around a college locker room, now transitioning to the NFL, it's like I looked at these guys as a certain standard and had this, you know, stereotypical vision of what they are. Mm. Yet knowing myself, what I was dealing with from, you know, moving and changing places where we were living, you know, just being married and just kind of going through a lot of transition myself. Mm-hmm. It was another rude awakening of, hey, everybody's in this position. We're all just human. You know, some blessed more than others with certain talents or opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so you're exactly right. They're all humans. They're out there doing their best to try to help their team win and, make a good living while they're doing it.
We all put our pants on one leg at a time. We'll come back and talk to Brady Ewing more after this. Stay with us. You're on the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show. It is now 8:50 on a Friday morning, the 3rd of February, 2023. A cold one out there, so make sure you bundle up. Going to be below zero with wind chills across the state of Wisconsin for the most part, warming up a bit. Maybe a balmy 33 above zero tomorrow in the RC in southwest Wisconsin. Elsewhere, Wausau and Amory probably staying below freezing. Wind chills, though, slightly better to maybe only 5 below zero tomorrow. So a warm Saturday, all things considered. Brady Ewing is our guest this segment here on the show, live from Richland Center, former UB football player and also 3 years in the NFL. Brady, before we leave the football field here, so to speak, want to get your reaction to the final match up for Super Bowl coming up here next weekend, the Eagles versus the Chiefs. What do you think? What do you see? Who do you like?
Man, I think it's tough for me to bet against the Chiefs. You know, just going off instinct and Mahomes and his leadership, his experience at that level. Do love Jalen Hurts. You know, a quick side note, I'm not sure why I always revert to the quarterbacks, but I guess they play a big part in the game nowadays in the NFL. But, yeah, Jalen Hurts, love his game. Their defense is impressive, and I know they had an impressive performance here in their championship game. But, you know, the San Francisco team was, you know, struggling from a quarterback perspective and keeping somebody on the field healthy, unfortunately. And I think that definitely helped them. So I think I'm going to go with the Chiefs. And should be a good game. Excited to watch it. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, a lot of people I know are like, Jalen Hurts, the Eagles, you can't stop him. Mahomes is still going to be beat up. I don't know. I mean, after watching that championship game, I'm with you. I think Mahomes has I think they felt really disrespected going into that game. I know the mayor of Cincinnati mm-hmm. shot off his mouth a lot. And I think there was a lot of there was a lot of bulletin board material in the Chiefs locker room. So I think they go into this with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. And so I like him. But, yeah, what about the 49ers, Brady? I mean, holy cow. And the story of Brock Purdy, right? I mean, the most, yeah. What do they call it in the draft? Mr. Irrelevant? The last guy selected? Last guy selected in the draft, and he ends up in the NFC Championship. And had he not been hurt on the first play of the game, who knows? He might be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, what a cool story. And, you know, there's plenty of, you know, Mr. Irrelevant is a historic term, and there's plenty of guys that are undrafted free agents and go on to have a ton of success too. But what a cool story, and to see his success. Unfortunate, sounds like he's going to have an extensive rehab for his elbow injury. I forget exactly what he injured, but yeah, unfortunate incident. And then for their backup to come in and get, you know, hurt as well, and then for him to have to go back out of the field.
Well, didn't they have
unbelievable?
Didn't they have like their fourth string guy who was like a lineman or something? Or what? He came in like for a couple of plays at quarterback, I think, in that game. I mean, that was just crazy.
talking about McCaffrey and other people. You know, their fullback. You know, taking some snaps if he needs to. But I think it's too maybe a wake up call for the league to say, hey, what's it going to hurt for a team to carry another active quarterback
right
on the roster, even if it's bumping it up to 54, mm-hmm. you know, players on the active roster on any given Sunday, and for their brand from a business perspective, you know, they would you know, it makes for much more interesting games when you got a serviceable quarterback out there that's healthy, you know.
And also, if they're really going to be serious about this NFL concussion protocol as well, it makes it a little bit easier to take out your starter or whoever if you have a qualified or two qualified backups in a row, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's a good call out as well. You look at the way some of those situations transpired, you know, throughout this year with Tua Tagovailoa and, you know, others. There's just that's going to continue to evolve as the game continues to grow, too, is just how that concussion protocol is handled. No doubt we should talk about that sometime, too. It's an interesting perspective as a player out there battling for your job and wanting to be out there for your teammates. So there's a lot of tugs and pulls in that situation, but that will continue to evolve as the years go forward here.
I totally agree. I'd love to do maybe a little bit longer segment sometime, have you, and see if we can get Chris Borland on the show, too. He actually used to come into my coffee shop occasionally, and after he left the league, and I had a nice conversation with him. Really, really. Did you ever play with Chris Borland, or was that before you were on the team?
I did.
What a great guy. What a wonderfully nice guy.
And Matt, you know, you talk about J.J. Watt and others. Like, that's Chris Borland through and through. Just amazing person. Honestly, probably one of the toughest guys as a fullback blocking linebacker, probably one of the toughest guys I've had to block because he's not an incredibly tall guy.
No.
He's a very low center of gravity and can, you know, has good hip mobility and all that. So you come up to block him as a middle linebacker on an isolation play. Man, he's a tough guy to block.
Yeah, just incredibly
wonderful guy. That'd be a fun conversation.
Yeah, we'll try and set that up sometime in the future. Before we leave today, I want to head to the basketball, the hardwood court, and the Wisconsin Badgers got back on track. Nice win with over Ohio State last night, 65-60. They were ahead by 18 at one point, and they made it interesting at the end. But by golly, they pulled it out. What do you make the Badger basketball team so far this year?
You know, it's been a roller coaster ride. There's been injuries, challenges. You know, started out hot. You know, we're ranked in the top 25. You know, they've run into some roadblocks here recently. I don't know exactly what their record is the last 6-8 games, but a lot more losses than wins. So it was good to see them get back on track yesterday. Ohio State on the road. Good to see them in the win column. There seems like they're struggling in the second half. They come out hot, even in the last 6-8 games. They're coming out hot, getting out to a lead, or at least competing, and then for some reason losing steam early in the second half, and then they're holding on to dear life. So I can't analyze exactly why that is, but I do have faith in Greg Gahr, and believe he's still a great coach and the right man for the job with what he's done the past couple years.
Well, that's just it, Brady.
It's a long season, too.
Yeah, and you hear all these, knuckleheads out there on social media, whatever, fire Gahr again. Look, this is not the same thing as Paul Christ, all right? Greg Gahr has won the Big Ten 2 of the last 3 years, all right? He recruited 2 in-state brothers, some of the top recruits ever in Johnny Davis and Jordan Davis, and developed Johnny Davis into a lottery pick, for goodness sake. They were not expected to do great. They got off, they probably overplayed the first part of the year. Tyler Wall has had injuries. Right. Other guys, they've fought through injuries. Just people need to just chill out a little bit, I think.
Yeah, but I think that, you look at the Paul Chryst situation, the Jim Leiter situation, Wisconsin football, I think we're in a, no doubt, surprise some people, but I think we're in a good spot going forward and excited about the future, like we've talked about.
Yeah.
But you look at Greg Gahr, his resume speaks for itself right now. You know, it's good to have Klesmet back. I know he missed a game or two as well. He's a defensive spark, just a hustle guy. He's even shot the ball, well last night. So I think it's a long season, and it's a journey.
There's still time left.
It's a journey where I would rather have some low points in the middle of the season and early in the season and peak at the right time.
Absolutely.
And, set yourself up for a good Big Ten tournament and hopefully get enough wins to get into the NCAA tournament and make a run.
There you go. Brady Ewing, we thank you so very much. As always, have a wonderful day, my friend. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Todd. Enjoy chatting with you.
You as well. As always, Mr. Brady Ewing, live from the RSC in Richland Center. We'll be back with hour number 2 of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.